That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. This is one of the most important weeks of the year. Certainly, it's one when good health and good cheer should reign throughout the land. But this is cold-catching season. And if you're one of those unfortunate who have caught cold, you certainly won't eat for much of that distress. So remember your Alka-Seltzer ABC. Yes, Alka-Seltzer's ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for relief from the ache-all-over feverish misery of a cold. B, be careful. Be careful of your diet, dress warmly, get all the rest you can. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to soothe that raspy, raw, sore throat. Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer's ABC cold comfort treatment can help you comfort right now. But only if you remember to keep Alka-Seltzer on hand. The Alka-Seltzer you don't have on hand can't possibly do you any good. When you go to your favorite drugstore, ask for two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. That extra package on the side keeps the household well supplied. Alka-Seltzer is sold at all drugstores in generous-sized packages. There's a handy get-a-quart package for 30 cents, and a large family-sized package containing more than three times as many tablets for only 60 cents. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jot-em-down store. Lum is talking on the phone. Listen.
Yeah, Dick, I believe we got a few extra buckets of that Christmas candy. If you're running short, I'll be glad to send a few over. No, we won't need them. Abner done the ordering this year, so natural we got too many.
I just done what he told me.
That's all right, Dick. Proud to do it.
Everything.
Oh, by the way, don't get me no present this year, Dick.
Oh, here he goes.
I said, don't get me no present this year. Well, I just telling you in case you was. Yeah. All right, you bet, Dick. Goodbye. He always used to give me something.
What'd you say, Lum?
Nothing. We're going to send a couple of them buckets of Christmas candy over there.
Oh.
If Cedric drops in, you better get him to help you total.
Ain't Dick going to give you a present this year?
I told him not to, didn't I?
Yeah.
It's just the way I want it to.
Oh.
I'm finally getting Christmas to where it ought to be. Oh, howdy, Ulysses. How are you?
Well, okay, Lum.
What can we do for you?
Okay.
Get your Christmas shopping done yet, Ulysses?
Well, got it just about all okay.
Well, that's good.
Be sure and don't get Lum nothing.
Okay.
He says he don't want nothing this Christmas. Ain't that right, Lum?
Yeah, sure.
So be sure you recollect that, Ulysses.
Okay.
Now, what else can we do for you?
Well, got to get my woman Carrie something.
Well, what do you think your woman would like, Ulysses? We got some nice plastic salt and pepper shakers in, different colors. How would that be?
Okay.
Or we got some new non-rust scrub boards with extra deep compartment to hold the soap. How about that?
Okay.
Well, which do you want, the salt and pepper shakers or the scrub board?
That'd be okay, Lum.
Why don't you give her both?
Okay.
Would you like them gift wrapped up?
Okay. What is it?
Well, it's just the regular wrapping paper, but at Christmas time we give you your choice of red or green string.
Okay.
You want red?
Okay.
Well, you can have the green if you want it.
Okay.
Better put them both on, Mom.
Okay. Will it be all right if I pick them up later?
Okay. Sure, that'd be fine. Now, see you later, Ulysses.
Okay.
So long.
And recollect, Ulysses, don't get Lum nothing.
Okay.
Abner, I wish you'd start letting me handle my own affairs.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Just forget it.
You mean what I told you, Ulysses, about not getting you a present?
I told you just to forget it.
Lum, that was your own idea. That ain't mine. I never studied that up. You were the one. Uh-oh. Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Hey, howdy.
Come on back. How are you today?
Oh, just only tolerably. Sort of like water in a barrel, just slung around here and yonder. Have I got any cheese left here?
Well, I don't know, Grandpa. Let me take a look at your sack over here. Set it up on the shelf here if your name on it.
Yeah, I ate some of it last time I was in here playing checkers. I'm sure some left over there.
Well,
it's that sack
here
with the grease on it.
I know, I got it. It's the right one right there. Look there. Grandpappy's beer.
Yeah.
It looks like it's about a quarter of a pound here. Here. You want to nibble on it?
No, I want to take it along with me.
Take it with you? Are you mad again?
No, I'm going into the county seat on the mail hack, and I want something to munch on.
Oh.
Better give me a nickel's worth of them soda crackers, too.
Yeah, all right.
What you going into the county seat for, Grand Theft? Oh, Christmas shopping. Got to pick up something for charity.
Well, what are you going to clean in there for? We got stuff right here. This is a store, you know.
Yeah, but I want to get her something nice this year.
Huh?
Thought I might get her some stockings.
Well, we've got ladies' stockings.
Yeah, but she said you ain't got nothing to choose from down here.
We got both black and white. I don't know what else she could want.
No, she's hankering for some of them thin jibs.
Uh-oh.
You know how a woman gets them whims.
Oh, yeah.
Likely to take the pneumonias with them.
Why, sure.
Flimsy things around.
It's dangerous, plum dangerous. And she won't like them, I'll tell you that right now. Elizabeth got that same notion in her head years ago. Nothing would do, but I had to get her a pair of them.
Never liked them, huh?
Oh, she liked them all right, I guess, but they just weren't practical. Her long underwear showed right through them. Tell right where she had them folded over. She had two broke legs.
Yeah. Well, ain't no use telling Charity that, though. She'll just have to find out for herself.
Yeah, live in mind.
Have you got the wish book around here?
Well, Grandpap, it's too late to send for anything.
I'm going to send for him. I'm going after the pigeon-toed things. Just want to get an idea about the prices on such a day.
Oh, yeah. I'll get it the books right here. I'll tell you right now, though, them things runs pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Good pair of them stockings will cost you might nigh a dollar. I don't care. This is Christmas. Shoot the works. Can't take it with you, you know.
Let's see now. Where's the stocking section? Huh. Now, how do you ever get them things laced up?
Let's see. Allow me say. Pigeon-toed women.
What will they think of next?
Is that the new look?
As far as I'm concerned, it is, yes.
Wait a minute. Don't turn the pages so fast. That's interesting.
Well, I'm just trying to find the right section here. Stocking. All right, doggies. Look here, Long.
Yeah, what is?
Look here. Here's one of them red leather chairs like you've always wanted right there.
Let's see.
Right there.
Yeah, Granny, that is a nice one, ain't it? Looks comfortable.
Yeah.
Sure.
How would you like to be getting that for Christmas?
Yeah, that would.
No, I wouldn't care much for it. Special not for Christmas.
Well, let's see. Stockings.
Let me look at that again, Evan.
What for?
Oh, no reason. I don't want to see it.
Oh.
Hurry up and find the stocking section, Evan.
I'm hurrying.
Mail hack's going to be here in a minute. If I ain't out there, I'll just miss it.
Yeah, just a minute. It must be right around here somewhere.
I don't want to have the heel and toe it clearing the county seat.
There's the shoes right there. Doggies, I'd like a pair of them.
Hello, hello.
Howdy, Ben.
Hello there, Melford.
How's everything with you?
Oh, yes. Mom, I just did you a favor. You'll be glad to know.
Well, good. What is it, Ben?
Here. Stockings, Grandpap.
Oh, yeah.
That's him right there.
I just happened to run into Luke Spears on the street, and he was asking me if I knew what you wanted for Christmas.
Luke asked that?
Yes. But I knew how you felt about presents, so I made him promise not to get you a thing.
You did, huh?
Yes. It was quite an argument, but I won.
Well, fine. I'm glad you done that, Ben.
Hey, Grandpap, there's a mail hack. You better get going.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy, I don't want to miss that thing.
I still think you could do your shopping right here at the store, though.
Well, I sort of wanted to pick up a little something for you, too, at the county seat, Abner.
Oh, well, that's different. Hurry up. Get on out there. Recollect, now, don't get nothing for long.
I won't. So long.
So long.
Where's he gone?
Abner.
Into the county seat. Uh-huh.
What did I tell you about letting me handle my own affairs?
Excuse me, Lom. I forgot about that.
Thanks.
You know, Lom, I've been thinking about you, and it must be wonderful to have the true Christmas spirit like that.
Well, it is. It's the only way.
Yeah. Must give you a good deal of pleasure.
Oh, it does.
I remember a fellow I used to know, Mount Ida resident, Mr. Schloff, Lyle Schloff. Perhaps you've heard of him?
No, I don't believe so, Ben.
Popular about IT club man. Made his money in the dime store game.
I see.
At any rate, Lyle Schloff read a book on philosophy one day, and it changed his whole outlook. He started giving things away. He went to Little Rock and stood on the corner giving dollar bills away. And they arrested him, put him in a sanitarium.
Sanitarium?
Right. Last I heard from him, he said he liked it there quite well. Says it gives him time to reread that philosophy book and see just where he misinterpreted it.
Uh-huh.
Well, got to be running along. Still got some last-minute shopping I have to do. If I see any more of your friends, Lum, I'll be sure and tell them not to get you anything.
Yeah, that's fine, Ben.
Yeah, so long, Ben. Well, sir, things are sure working out good for you this year, ain't they, Long?
Yeah, just dandy.
Yes, sir, it must sure be nice to feel the way you do.
Yeah. Now, Gunny, you know what, Abner? I'm going to give a Christmas party.
Huh?
I give it over to my house tomorrow night. Have a Christmas tree and all the trimmings.
Well, Long, that sounds like a good idea, all right, but I'm afeard folks are going to feel pretty silly coming to your Christmas party and not bringing you no presents.
They will, huh?
Why, sure.
I never thought about that. Well, I'm going through with it anyway. I'm going to start inviting them right now.
Yeah, but now, Long, that's liable to ruin your idea for Christmas.
Abner, how many times do I have to tell you to let me run my own affairs? If I invite all my friends over to my house and some of them stubborn enough to bring me some presents, it ain't no fault of mine, is it?
Well, will Lum's party be a success? Will his friends comply with his request? And what about Lyle? Will he find the misprint in his philosophy book?